Shalonda. I am a member of I Read the Whole Bible Every Year. Today's podcast summary comes from the book of Numbers 5 through 7. I would like to share with you what I've learned and gained from today's reading. I pray that what I share give an accurate account of God's word and that it blesses you. Father, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for your word every day. Father, I ask that you bless your people that's listening to this podcast, that you give them clarity and understanding and knowledge as they read your word. Father, I ask that you pour into them what you will want them to know and how to live their life. So, Father, we thank you for this word. So, Numbers chapter 5 through 7. In chapter 5, it talks about the different rules of defilement. And they give different examples in the Bible. These three chapters are very interesting. So God spoke to Moses and commanded the people of Israel to ban the camp of anyone who has an infectious skin disease, anyone who has a discharge, and anyone who is ritually unclean from contact with the dead body. It also shows that when a man or woman commits a sin, the person has broken his trust with God. We don't want to do that. We truly do not want to do that. There are consequences to our actions. And as a true believer and as a person of sin, the consequences are not nice, but we have a choice to live righteous. So also, chapter 5 basically is talking about defilement. So chapter 6 refers to the vows as a Nazarite. And this chapter, it basically talks about consecrating yourself totally to God. You must not drink any wine or beer, no intoxicating drink of any kind, not even the juice of grapes. No cutting your hair. Your long hair will be a continuing sign of holy separation to God. And you must not be near a corpse. Very interesting chapter also. God gives us instructions in our lives. And all we have to do is be obedient to the word of God. We are accustomed to living of the world, But what we need to do as people of God is live by his word. So chapter 7 talks about the offering of dedication. And in this chapter, we talk about the leaders and their offering to God. All these leaders, 12 leaders, all brought the same offering. All of them. And we have to give God his time. These chapters are very fulfilling. They're knowledgeable. And I believe I read these chapters at least 3 times to get a full understanding of how we're supposed to dedicate our life to God and be obedient to the word. And we have to give an offering. And our offering is fasting, praying, and just giving God his time. We have time to do other things that does not pertain to God. Why not give God his time? So that's the end of my reading. So Father, I thank you for my listeners. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode. Please join me next week on Friday as we continue in the book of Numbers. Please check out our social media under the name of I Read the Whole Bible Every Year. Tune in to our clubhouse room for 40 minutes and worship under the club name, Doing Life God's Way. I pray that our listeners, me, and God's people desire to read his word. Father, order our steps in you. And I thank you. And I pray that this podcast leads your people in the right direction, which is you. Father, I thank you for opening our hearts. I thank you that we break all barriers in reaching every lost soul. I thank you for this group that takes the time to read your word so that your word can touch millions. Father, I thank you and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen.